good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff. We are coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us no matter where you are. Call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Tuesday. That means at 10:33, we're talking to our friend and colleague, Todd Alba, of the aptly named Todd Alba Program from noon to 2 p.m. Todd will be joining us. We're going to be talking a little about California guy making some changes on the old campaign staff.
Oh,
because it's been going so well.
There's been a shakeup.
Shaking up, baby. Yep. So we're going to kick that around a little bit. Also, we have a new, completely real and totally legitimate attack ad that shockingly kind of landed in my lap when my husband and I were gone.
Oh, no. I knew it. I totally watered your plants while you were away.
That would explain why they look so dead. No. And then at 11:06, very much looking forward to this, Kevin Solomon is with Common Ground, and they have been working on behalf of a group of the residents who live in a building owned by the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. And they have spent months and months and months trying to get attention on this particular housing complex with bed bugs and roaches and no lights and crime. And they at one point locked them out of their little common area outside. And so it's my understanding that they finally sat down with some of the members of this community, and Kevin Solomon will be joining us at 11:06 to give us an update on what happened in this latest meeting. If anything got done.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, it is National Voter Registration Day, my friends. If you are not registered yet to vote,
why?
Please do so. Go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov, and that will take you through the process. Do it today. Mm-hmm. If you're not registered and you want to vote November 5th, and it's really important that people get out and vote and be a voter, baby.
It's cool.
It is cool. Everybody who's anybody is a voter.
You know who's a voter? George Clooney.
He is a voter.
And he is handsome.
You're handsome, too, and pretty beautiful, if that applies.
Oh.
So be a voter. Myvote.wi.gov. If you want to risk it and try and register on the day of voting, you can do that.
Yeah.
Just prepare yourself for a long day.
Yes, it will be. Yeah. Make a plan.
Yep, absolutely. Our new statewide text to win contest, Go for the Green or Gold, is underway for the next 2 weeks. Next hour, we will have a keyword for you to text in via the Civic Media app. You do need to download the absolutely free Civic Media app. And once you do that, you can call and you can text directly from the app into whatever station you're listening to around the state, whether you're in Oshkosh or Amory or La Crosse, or no matter where you are, you want to download the app because you could win some pretty great stuff.
What are the prizes, Jane?
The prizes are, Greg Buck, in the hours that we play, 7, 11, 1, and 4 p.m., you can pick up $100 in cash or some pretty snappy gold jewelry. And one person at the end of the 2 weeks is going to pick up a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So be listening next hour, 11 o'clock, for the word of the hour. I believe there's money involved this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
And remember, when we give that word, it's got to, one, it's got to be through the Civic Media app.
Yes.
Two, it has to be spelled correctly.
Yes. They made them pretty easy this time around.
Yeah, there was some. I still think that Todd should get some harder words, but, you know.
Chrysanthemum is a good word.
Rhododendron.
Yes, we like that one, too.
Pekingese.
We can talk. We can kick this around with Todd. I'm sure he'll have some suggestions.
Exactly.
About this. But we're going to start off with some breaking news, my friends.
Yeah.
Greg gets gas.
I'm sorry, Jane. We didn't agree on that title for the.
Well, yeah, we did. We were talking about it before we came on the air.
No, that just seems mean. Sounds like I got the gassers.
No, you went and you filled up the gas.
I did.
You filled up your gas tank.
I'm full of gas right
He's
now.
Full of gas.
And I paid $2.65 a gallon. And I just want to know something, Jane, really quick. Is there a phone number to the White House that I can call to congratulate President Biden? Because I see a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people, elected officials, regular folks, lobbyists are like, how can Joe Biden let gas prices get so high? Burberty, burberty, boo, boo. And you're like, I don't know if that's the case, but now that they're lower,
yeah,
they're below $3 average in Wisconsin, as yes, according to a news story, Gas Buddy and AAA. So I would just like to know, and I'd love to give the number out to all these politicians, regular people, and pundits. What number can I call Joe Biden directly in the White House line and be like, hey.
Thank you.
Dark Brandon, Joe, thank you for the low gas prices. I know it's all because of you, because it totally means, it totally, whomever is sitting in the chair, that's how gas prices are affected.
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah.
That's not actually how that works. Rats. Yeah, that's not actually how that works. If you will remember our conversation with Matt Reynolds from a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Global.
Matt Randolph. Yeah.
Reynolds Randolph. He's a Mr. Global.
Mr. Global, yeah,
he's
exactly.
Mr. Global.
Exactly.
And he is an oil and gas expert. He's been in the industry since he graduated from high school.
Yeah.
Started his own company in 2004, and he spends a lot of time on TikTok debunking incorrect information about oil and gas prices and who controls them.
Yes.
And he's going to be joining us next Monday. Mm-hmm. So I highly encourage you to join us next Monday to hear Mr. Global. Lots of things to cover. But Calvin, we have a clip from Mr. Global talking about just who can we blame, who should we thank for lower or higher gas prices. Let's play that clip.
If they win the day after the victory, they'll stop with all the drilling. But they went back to it because prices were going through the roof. They were going really bad. And that's what caused our inflation. And that's what destroyed the lives of many Americans.
Is it opposite day? It must be opposite day. So first of all, let's look at why oil prices were high in 2021 and 2022. Under the Trump administration, OPEC was producing 37.5 million barrels a day. And then right in here, Donald Trump made that OPEC 2020 deal. What was OPEC producing in 2021? 31 million barrels a day? 37, 31. You think that might impact oil prices? What about 2022? 34. 37, 34. You think that might impact oil prices? And why were they doing this? Why were they producing so much less? Trump's historic oil deal. When did the deal end? April 2022.
Yeah, that's Mr. Global.
So we'll have him on Monday, but I would suggest going back into our archives. Go to civicmedia.us. You can find our shows as a podcast. You can type in Mr. Global and you can find that episode. It is there. It's an hour long, and we talk about this in great detail.
Yes.
As far as it is not about who is in the big chair right now. And this is Democrat or Republican.
Exactly.
It is who made the deals beforehand, years ago, and how are they coming back to either bite us or welcome us into a gas station for $2.65 a gallon gas.
And as Mr. Global points out in our earlier conversation, OPEC is the decider in all this.
Yes.
That's who controls the purse strings.
Yes.
That's who controls the outflow and how much oil they're going to produce. It is ultimately OPEC.
Yes. It is not the president of the United States with a chalkboard in the office.
Or
going,
a magic wand.
Nope. This is not how it works. They do not decide. The president does not decide the price of oil.
But they can make deals.
Exactly.
While they're in office.
Exactly.
And from what Mr. Global said, the reason that Donald Trump did this deal was because prices were coming up again, and he needed the price of gas to come down.
And he goes into how he was led into a bad deal.
Yes. For all Americans.
Yeah, this was, once again, this is about all of us, not the right, not the left, not pro-Kamala or pro-Trump. It's all of us.
Right. I would love to be able to say, yay, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You did this. Well done. Nah, you can't.
Jane, I'd love to say, yay, Donald Trump did this for us. Yay, anybody who gets a good deal for America should be touted. But this is not a situation in which it applies. It never does. Not for the president. So it's disingenuous for politicians, especially in this time of elections, to run ads where they say gas prices are through the roof. that has nothing to do with Tammy Baldwin or your local state senator.
WLUK reporting average gas prices in Green Bay down 6.1 cents a gallon in the last week. Now averaging 301, according to Gas Buddy. Appleton, the average is 295. Wisconsin overall, 296. Michigan, around 322. The national average price of gas is down 6.9 cents a gallon in the last week. The average national down 26.2 cents a gallon from a month ago.
We got a text from Ann in Chippewa Falls listening to WAUK. Says, why doesn't Kamala bring this up? Because this is what people think. The president controls gas prices. I think the main reason why she and a lot of people don't, it takes some attention. And also, most people who like to assign this kind of blame don't really want to listen to the facts. It's the fact that this subject has its quote-unquote facts. They're in their head. And anything you tell them is, no, that's not true at all. You're just an apologist, or you're a liberal, or you're a Republican, or a Marxist, or whatever. It's a very nuanced discussion to have. That's why we had Mr. Global on,
because for an hour
he can talk about it with detail as well as humor, which is wonderful.
He's so tolerant.
He's
he really is. I mean, some of the people who post on his TikTok feed. And he plays their comments, and then he just goes, okay, let's sit down. I'm going to have to school you now. And he does it in a very nice way. I highly encourage you to check out his TikToks.
Oh, gosh.
Mr. Global.
Yeah.
He's pretty easy to find.
The one with 500,000 followers. There are literally
dozens of
copycats. So look for the one that has like 500,000 followers. And also, Ann, now that you have the information, check out the interview. Talk to your friends.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends.
And it's complicated.
Yeah.
It's very complicated. Stay close. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text. Same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, will be joining us from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. We have some updates on the Lake Sitting Axe-Throwing California guy. And some changes he's made in his campaign, along with a completely real and totally legitimate new attack ad. Ooh. I haven't listened to it yet, but, they've been pretty powerful up to this point.
I hear this one might get a little strange.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. That's all coming up right after the 10:30 news. Right now that we're talking about gas prices, Greg gets gas yesterday.
Frequently.
And you paid... how much?
$2.65.
Dave from New Berlin texting in. I saw $2.75 this morning in West Dallas. I'm Dave from New Berlin, and I approve this message.
You can actually go to a website called gasbuddy.com. It'll show you the lowest prices in the area and give you the average. And AAA does this as well. And these are kitchen table issues.
For sure.
These are the ones that impact us the most. For me, I drive... usually between 3 to 4 counties a day, at least 5 days a week. Gas is a thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I can find that's less, I'm going to go for it. I'm happy about it. I'm going to tell everyone. And I want people to know that it's not the wedge issue in politics that the political machine wants us to believe it is. It's about doing something that's a little bit difficult, which is following the history, where do the deals go? Where are they coming from? How are they being made? And how are they going to affect us, not at the pump tomorrow,
but in a couple of years?
A couple of years, because gas prices go up because of deals made a couple of years ago. Who's in office? And that's what we need to, that's where I don't even want to talk about blame versus congratulations. Just who is sitting in office and how did they deal with OPEC and the other oil producing nations to get us the best deal possible? And that's.
And it's complicated.
Yes, it's nuanced.
It is nuanced. It's complicated. There's a lot involved with it. That's why we're having Mr. Global back next Monday. He's going to join us for at least a half an hour. It might go longer. It did last time we had him for an hour. If you would like to hear that earlier interview, and I highly encourage you to go back and check it out, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt Nair on Air, and then once you get to our homepage, the Matt Nair on Air page, you can plug in Mr. Global, and that interview will come up. It's very, very interesting. And ultimately, it comes down to, no, the person in the Oval Office is not directly affecting prices at the pump. It's about OPEC.
Yeah.
It really is.
So know that when you see politicians, the reason why I bring this up all the time is because there is a politician who tweets about it all the time. Whenever gas prices go over $3, $3.20, there they are on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Biden, where are you at? And then as soon as they're going down, I'm like, hey, where are you at?
Where are the accolades now?
Where's the ticker tape parade?
Exactly. So. Andrew in Maine on the live stream, I just had my oil changed about 6,000 miles in 2 months. We are getting close to $3 per gallon consistently. I paid $2.87 a gallon the other day with brand discounts. Calvin, how far do you drive? You drive at least 25 minutes, don't you?
Yeah, I drive like 25 minutes. I saw the headline in the planner that it was under $3. I'm like, wow, I paid $2.78 this morning. That's pretty good.
That's good.
But then I hear Greg paid $2.65. Where is that? What town were you in, Greg?
Right here in Waukesha, baby.
Well, I should have tried to make it till I got here.
I always wanted, it's the thing is, like, I always try to do that because Waukesha, and there's one gas station in Milwaukee that always has consistently the lowest gas prices. And I always want to make sure if I need gas, I fill up here versus in where I live, because I'm not going to name any names, but the name of the gas station rhymes with Mip Twip.
That was good.
Is always a little bit higher, not super high, but just a little
couple
bit
cents.
Higher, like 10, 15 cents higher. Mm. But yeah, I mean, it's I don't know where it's at right now, but yeah, it's great. I mean, Michaela, anything under $3
is happy. Good. Yeah. Michaela from West Bend listening here on WAUK. I paid $2.69 last night. I'm from West Bend. And very rarely fill up in town because it's always 20 to 30 cents more per gallon. Mm-hmm. Woof.
There's another gas station right off the freeway in Milwaukee that is like 50 cents more. And I think it's because it's one of the only ones in that general area.
Oh, sure.
Because downtown doesn't have a lot of gas stations.
Works in their favor. When you're the only game in town.
Exactly.
Makes
exactly.
you a little more attractive.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole cost of a gallon of gas and who's responsible and who can we blame and who can we applaud? It's just far more complicated than you think. There were all these complaints about the strategic oil reserve. Mm. And Biden sold off all this oil to make gas prices come down because he didn't want to lose the election. No, Joe Biden sold those reserves, which were slated to be sold anyway, but he sold them at a time when the price was higher.
Yeah.
So we got more money for that oil than we would have if we had waited until when it was supposed to happen under this previously arranged deal.
And we'll talk to Mr. Global about this. Mr. Matt Randolph is, when people want to pump their fists in the air and say, drill, baby, drill. We are.
Yes, we are.
To a huge amount and so much that we can't keep up with the demand.
Well, and he also recently did a TikTok. Of course, Donald Trump said, I can't remember if it was during the debate or before the debate, during one of his rally stops, that they're going to increase production by 50%. They're going to cut energy costs by 50% is what he said. And Mr. Global is like, you're delusional. First of all, natural gas prices in this country are at historic lows.
Yeah.
And if you cut profits even more for natural gas companies, they're going to stop producing because they'll lose money.
We know this is nuance. We know this is a lot of detail, but these are the things that we all have to know when making decisions at the ballot box and just where we're going to get. I mean, some people, like, I go to this gas station because they always have the cheapest gas. You can't just make claims like we're going to cut the price 50%. It's impossible. It's I would think it's impossible. It's improbable.
Well, and again, let's just give Donald credit for not having many details. He has concepts.
He has concepts.
He has concepts of a plan.
He's got concepts.
He has many concepts of a plan, and he'll be planning it according to the concepts.
Jane, there are so many concepts right now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Tripping over concepts.
The concepts are like all the oil that needs to be drilled in America. It's everywhere. They're just, oh my gosh. So yeah, we'll be talking more about this throughout the season of election and afterwards, because this is always important, but especially economy. We want to talk to you all about the economy, because while it's also very nuanced and sometimes difficult to understand,
and complicated,
there are key points to talk about that are very simple and very, very black or white. You look it up, there it is. It's not for interpretation from a politician on the left or the right. There are a lot of smart people in Washington doing the good job. And hopefully, if Project 2025 doesn't come into play, they're still going to be there.
Exactly. News is coming up next. And then when we return, the wonderful, the fabulous, the one and only Todd Alba from The Todd Alba Show will be joining us coming up at 10:33. And we have a new show mascot that a listener dropped off yesterday. We'll debut that as well.
With Todd?
With Todd.
All right.
That's coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I'm all
good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon hates, we continue to call Twitter. Very excited to have our next guest join us, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Alba Show from noon to 2 p.m. right after us across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Todd Father, Todd Alba. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jane, Greg, and Kelvin. I am fit as a fiddle with a string down the middle, as my grandpa used to say.
You are broadcasting high atop our world headquarters in Madison,
yes,
just off the Capitol, and thank you for having our logo right behind you. That looks very nice.
Thanks to Mr. Aaron Zomer. We've got the Matt Nair on Air logo up. Absolutely.
Very snappy.
Keep your chair warm until you get up here.
Absolutely. We're very excited, Todd, and we wanted to wait until we had you on the show to unveil. Matt Nair on Air has a new mascot that was dropped off. Yeah, that was dropped off yesterday when the show was over. Greg and I came out, and Fancy Brian was talking to Jeff from Shorewood drove out, and he said, Jane and Greg, he said, a friend of mine just got a 3D printer, and he was playing around with it, and we came up with this. So, Greg, why don't you show the world the new Matt Nair on Air mascot?
Oh, my gosh.
It's Elon the Hutt. It's Elon Musk as Jabba the Hutt. I laughed.
That is fantastic.
I laughed so hard, I thought I was going to rupture something. And Jeff said, you know, when he was making this, and it's like, I know just the people. I know just the people who need this.
I love that his arms are Hutt relevant. Like, they're these are Hutt arms. These are not Musk arms. These are Hutt arms.
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
I just tweeted it, so.
Leon's got such a good sense of humor. I'm sure he'll be just fine with this.
Oh, sure.
But I wanted to thank Jeff from Shorewood for taking the time to do that and thinking of us and driving it all the way out here. That was just really...
Right?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Isn't that the best when our great listeners do things like that and just do nice things? And it's
yeah.
Like, 'cause sometimes, you guys know this, we're behind microphones, you think, you know... Is anybody listening?
Exactly.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and that, I mean, us, That brings up a shout out to Carmela for stopping by with some garden fresh tomatoes for everybody too. Yeah. I mean, that's our listeners are so kind and nice, and Jeff from Sherwood, so funny. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, oh, Scott. It's actually Scott. Oh, Scott. Scott from Sherwood. Sorry. Scott from Sherwood.
Well, try it again. We're starting the whole thing over again.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have a new mascot courtesy of Scott from Sherwood.
Scott made one too?
Scott made one. Oh, now we have two. No, thank you, Scott.
Oh,
I'm so sorry about
gosh,
that.
That's amazing. Thank you, Scott.
Sorry,
right,
Scott.
Now that I stepped in that really nicely. Thank you for that, Scott. Really appreciate it. We wanted to start off with you, Todd, and talk about lake sitting, axe throwing California guy Eric Hovde. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has an article today from Daniel Bison, Lawrence Andrea. The headline reads, Eric Hovde has replaced key team members as he continues to trail Tammy Baldwin. Now, Todd, as someone who has worked in politics and you worked on campaigns, you know better than certainly we do about the inner workings of campaigns. This seems like a bad sign.
You would think. One would think. No, I think on the face of it, it's kind of funny and fun to make fun of. The first guy was Dan Vogel, or I think whoever the communications guy, and now it looks like there are more. And yes, I think it is not a great sign for your campaign when you're replacing key people less than 2 months before Election Day. But I would also just caution listeners as well that I would say that means that things are getting serious, because what it means to me, and I've run a couple of three congressional campaigns in the state of Wisconsin, never a U.S. Senate race. But I think what a lot of listeners might not know or be aware of is that when you run for U.S. Senate or when you run for U.S. Congress, yes, you have your local team. But then if you're any sort of a legit candidate, at least politically in the eyes of national people, despite what we may think, Eric Hovde is a legit candidate in the national eyes. And there are committees in both the House and the Senate for both the Republican side and the Democratic side that are the political arms, all right? And they raise all kinds of money. And the only two things, doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on, when you're a local campaign, there are two things when you get the call from the NRCS, in this case, the Senate side, or the NRCC on the congressional side, the House side, they ask you two things. What are your poll numbers and how much cash on hand you have? What's your COH? Not how much you've raised, but you take the money you raised and your expenses you owe, and that's how much you have basically in the bank, your balance. That's all they care about. And if your poll numbers aren't within the parameters that they have dictated, and if your cash on hand isn't what they think it should be, they will pull out. And that's what it means. That's what happened 2 years ago in the 3rd Congressional District, when I believe the Democrats made a huge mistake and they pulled out their money in the 3rd Congressional District from Brad Papp. Yep. And that's how we ended up with Derek Van Orten. Mm-hmm. So what this says to me is Mitch McConnell's world, who runs the NRCS, is looking at this and say, look, we put a hell of a lot of money into this thing and we want some return on investment. You're not doing it. So we're coming in and we're taking over.
Yeah.
And if you look, and I think the biggest indicator that that's happened is that Eric and Scott Klug, my former boss, who we just taped a Lost in the Middle episode that airs on Civic Media yesterday. Klug pointed this out as a former congressman. Eric Hovde's TV commercials have gone from something that looks like happened in a junior high AV class with red, white, and blue shirts and fireworks going, be nice to each other, to now attack ads on Tammy Baldwin that are very serious and misleading, but also much more powerful than the goofy axe and jump in the lake ads that he had under his team. So I think that, yes, it's funny, and yes, it's not a good sign for Hovde, but voters in Wisconsin should be aware things are really going to get serious now, because they're not dumping these millions of dollars in for Eric Hovde for nothing. And they realize that if Hovde would win, or if the margin tightens, that's not only bad for Tammy Baldwin, but that's also bad for Donald Trump. And they can't afford to have Tammy Baldwin win by 6-7 points, because that's going to have coattails on the presidential race.
Very interesting.
It's all chess. It's all strategic moves.
Yeah, I do find it interesting, though. I thought one of the reasons why they tapped Eric Hovde was because he was rich and he was going to completely self-fund his own campaign. And, right? You know, and I mean, when you're in that position, how do you go to people and say, I need 10 grand?
Yeah. No, it's a story that I've seen 100 times. I think even to a certain degree, Herb Kohl, as a Democrat, I'm nobody's senator but yours, he probably came the closest to that But somebody, a Democrat, can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think he ever necessarily refused contributions that people gave him. I don't think he went out and sought them like Eric Covey is. But look at Donald Trump. I mean, you know, I'm a self-funder. I'm going to self-fund. But that's the sad joke, right? And I mean joke not in a laughing way, but right. The sad joke on contributors who are making $30,000 a year in Wisconsin, who are writing checks out for $200 that they can't afford, and Donald Trump is not putting that into yard signs. He's putting it into his legal defense fund, and people are having to buy yard signs and farm signs to put up.
I mean, I know that Eric Hovde is rich. I figure they tapped him because he's just another business guy who would just do whatever they said and didn't really. It's more of the sense of, I can just do this if I want. I'm a rich guy. This is mine. It's mine. Just like right. Another gentleman who tried to be the governor of this state.
The Republicans, my old party, who I left in 2011, they seem to have a problem. They can't recruit Wisconsin folks that just want to do it for out of the goodness of their heart. They're finding these billionaires. I'm bored, so I want to join the most exclusive club in the world, the U.S. Senate. Or a governorship, I guess. I don't know.
Well, and that we had Kristen Alfheim on last week, and just talking, it just seems the height of arrogance to me that not just because, you're a successful businessman, you've made lots and lots of money, but you have no prior governmental experience, and that you can just come in and say, I'm a successful businessman and I could be a senator. Why not? That just seems remarkably arrogant to me.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy to be on Eric Hovde's staff right now, because you have a candidate, a boss, who's offended overweight people, farmers, black people. I mean, the list just goes senior citizens, people in nursing. I mean, who in Wisconsin is left that he hasn't offended? And the beautiful part of, I shouldn't say, from a strictly political strategy, the great part. And Tammy Baldwin, I think, is one of the best campaigners in the country, let alone Wisconsin. And the great part is of her ads, they're not just conjecture. They're using legitimate interviews from real news sources in Eric Hovde's own words. And the tagline, what the hell is wrong with this guy? I mean, she's doing to him the same thing she did to Tommy Thompson the first time she ran, when she said, he's not the Tommy you remember.
Yeah.
And he played into that. And I think most people that look at the words and listen to the words that Eric Hovde is saying on these cuts is, you know, what the heck is wrong with him?
We've gone back and forth about this. It just can't seem human. He can't seem relatable. Like this past weekend, he was at the Packer game and the Badger game. And someone said, like, hey, man, your Packer shirt's brand new. We can tell it has creases in it. And he's trying so hard to be like, hey, everybody,
I'm just a dude.
You know, he's instead, what did Tammy do? She just issued pictures on her Twitter and social media of her walking around, shaking hands, talking to people. And I think if you want to ingratiate yourself with the people of Wisconsin, stop going on television and telling us you're from Wisconsin. Just go and talk to them.
Well, and I also think it's my suggestion. Lake sitting, act throwing California guy, if you're listening, maybe don't feature people from your own business in your commercials and try to pass them off as your constituents. Maybe don't feature prominent Republicans posing as average people in your commercial ads. That comes off somewhat insincere. One of the last ads I saw, there were a couple of people from the Waukesha Republican Party. Yes, my name is Jan, and here's, you know, things are very expensive, and it's all Biden and Tammy Baldwin's fault, and Jan is some big wig in the Republican Party of Waukesha County, so that seems to lack sincerity.
This, to Greg's point, unfortunately, this is nothing new with politicians, particularly those that are running for a statewide or office from nationally. I remember back in the day, I think it was in the late 80s, early 90s, Bob Caston, a Republican, who in his own way, that's a story for another day, but he did some good things. But I remember him flying in from D.C. to the Grant County Fair in Lancaster, where I was helping out. And he came in like a suit without the jacket on, went behind the booth at the Lafayette County Fair, or the Grant County Fair, and came out with brand new jeans that still had the sticker on it and a flannel shirt that was still creased.
Oh, no.
Trying to be of the people.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
Well, meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin.
But to your point,
Go on.
No, I was going to your point, I mean, Tammy Baldwin goes around and talks to real people. She's doing dairy breakfast, handing out cheese curd. And we know this because people in northern Wisconsin, when Trigveen Olsen and I have traveled the state, she goes to a bar in northern Wisconsin. She orders a beer and she finishes it before she leaves. That's a real Wisconsinite.
Around a bar dice, right. And boom, you are there.
This
you
place got a shake there. Of the day or nothing? What? I'm out of here.
Right. Yep. Who's selling pull tabs?
Well, we do have a brand new, completely legitimate and totally real attack ad. That,
really?
Yes, it was kind of a surprise, Todd. My husband and I were in London, and we were walking along the River Thames. And this big fish, it was this very unusually large, puffy fish, kind of came swimming by, and it spat something out at me.
Todd.
And it was a little flash drive in a plastic baggie, which was nice. So it wasn't all full of fish slime. So I just brought it home, and I haven't listened to it yet, but we're going to do that when we come back. Conversation with the Todd Father, Todd Alba, will continue. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon the Hutt continues to ruin. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, next hour, the Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest will continue. Your chance to win either $100 in cash or some snappy gold jewelry, and then be in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, the 23rd of December, taking on New Orleans. Todd, I always listen to your show when I'm on my way home. And yesterday, I was listening, and I just happened to jump into the grocery store. And when I came out and got back in the car, all I heard was my name. Yeah. And then you moved on. And so, well, were there aspersions being dropped about?
Well, you know, I'm always up for a good scuffle. No, here's what happened. First of all, I'll make this quick. Last week, I heard a promo as I was driving around one of our stations, and I thought this will be great. I'll promo this thing, and I promoed it, and I used a combination of words that I wasn't supposed to, and we heard from the lawyers upstairs.
Uh-oh.
And we send and so Zomers made this promotion, and it was taken off, and then we played it yesterday with the edits intact. And then we tried to do the thing, the contest, and it didn't work. And it kept bouncing back. I said, well, Jane Matt Nair has rigged the system. I said, that's what it is, because she's salty, because we beat her by a couple of points in Amory last time around. And she rigged, and then I took it back. I said, no. Jane's a lovely person. I love her to death. But I had to make up something, because it was just a mess.
It was a fluke. It was a fluky kind of day.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
You're a more forgiving girl than I am, well, Jane. I'm ready to go to war.
Todd won fair and square last time when we went on our tour. You won fair and square. Amory turned on me. Amory turned on me at the end.
Greg Bach is a contest denier.
Greg Bach, contest denier.
Oh boy, I'm gonna send the Hutt after you.
Not Elon the Hutt. You don't want Elon the Hutt coming after you, courtesy of Scott from Shorewood. Jeez. We're going to have to write his name on Elon so I don't forget. Scott from Shorewood, thank you for the new Matinair on-air mascot. All right, as we promised, we have a new completely real and totally legitimate attack ad that kind of got dropped on me when my husband and I were gone. Calvin, I think let's rack that up and play that, shall we?
Well, Wisconsin, it's game on. Let's look at the choices. Sure, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is right when she says Donald Trump killed the bipartisan border deal to help his reelection chances.
It made it much better for the opposing side.
So what? What's Tammy Baldwin doing about the other border? The intergalactic one. Trust us when we say that aliens from outer space are invading America to take your jobs, vote illegally, eat your cats, and they're gonna suck all the salt from your body using their tentacle-like fingers, just like on the original Star Trek series. Do we have any proof that these aliens are voting illegally in massive numbers? Actually, no. But as MAGA House Speaker Mike Johnson says,
we all know, intuitively, that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, but it's not been something that is easily provable. We don't have that number.
November 5th, cast your vote for the Lake Sitting California guy who will always look out for his own best interests. I mean, your best interests. Once he's in Washington, you can bank on it. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Ouch. Woof. Wow. That's the intergalactic border, boy. It's really hard to keep track of those people.
Right?
Yeah.
Talk about dark money.
Oh, wow. that's
dark matter money is more like it.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. Nice one. Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's what's going to be coming in the next couple of months. 49 days, right? 49 days to the election.
Good Lord.
No.
It's hard to believe.
Worse and worse.
It's hard to believe. I do want to talk about this very briefly in the time that we have left, Todd.
Well done, by the way. Well done to that, Ed.
I have, again, that's the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC, so.
Yeah, we have nothing to do with this, Todd.
We have nothing. It was a fish. It was a fish.
Legal.
Where's our lawyer? Anyway, J.D. Vance and this lie about immigrants.
Yeah.
And making up stories. And he admitted on the Sunday shows that he is making up these horrible things they're saying about Haitian immigrants in Ohio. Calvin, let's play that clip real quickly.
Affirmatively say now that that is a rumor that has no basis with evidence.
Dana, the evidence is the firsthand account of my constituents who are telling me that this happened. And by the way, I've been trying to talk about the problems in Springfield for months, and the American media ignored it. There was a congressional hearing just last week of angel moms who lost children because Kamala Harris let criminal migrants into this country who then murdered their children. The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to, create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana, because
if I have to create stories, if I have to create stories, that is what I'm going to do. They've had bomb threats. We've had school evacuations. We've had bomb threats at hospitals. Now, police in Dayton, Ohio are coming out and saying our immigrants are not eating pets. This is traveling. This is spreading, which is infuriating. Mm-hmm. And as a counterweight, Alexandra Petri has a column in the Washington Post. She's a very funny writer. If you're looking for a little release today, we'll put it in the show notes. Here's her column today. Every time J.D. Vance opens his mouth, a sinkhole opens and swallows 30 people whole. I haven't seen it happen myself, but I know this is happening. I keep getting calls from all kinds of people, frantic, begging me to do what I can to keep the story out there. This is my duty. If I have to create stories so the American media actually pays attention to the volume of sinkholes opened daily by the words of J.D. Vance, then by God, I will invent them. But this is having real world serious ramifications on people's lives.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're embracing this so shamelessly is infuriating. So if you want to tap, go ahead.
As Greg has started to say, even the governor, Republican Mike DeWine of Ohio, called this out and said, quote, it's garbage, this stuff about people eating pets out there. And I think Pete Buttigieg put it best. This is a distraction to get us away from talking about Project 2025, women's reproductive rights, and all the other things that are more important.
Absolutely. They're not eating pets, but J.D. Vance's words do open up sinkholes. That's what we know for sure. Yes. Todd Alba, make sure you listen to his show noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you soon. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love you so. I will be unhappy. I let you.